Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Okay. All right. You can do it.
Welcome to Blog Talk. Well, welcome to Phone
Fantasy Radio.
Phone Fantasy Radio.
Phone Fantasy Radio live. Let's make it official tissue right now.
Where's our intro? Now this, you know, it's live, folks, because only in a live situation will you have this kind of mumble jumbling.
What? You ain't supposed to talk on the intro. You know that, right? You supposed to wait until after the intro to talk. And Black was water. Like, that's how you know it's live, because you're talking through it.
Yes, Mama.
Right. You're supposed to talk after the intro, not during the intro. Now, if your name was in the intro, you wouldn't have said nothing. You see how you're doing? Think I don't know? I know. Your name was an intro. You got to figure out a better way to set this up for us.
How to get my name in the intro?
Huh?
How to get my name in the intro? It's a gigantic way.
Right. So, all right, folks. You have tuned in to both Phone Fantasy Radio and Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what to tell ya. 347-989-3944 is the number to call in. 347-989-3944. You can also call in the 805 number, too.
That's
still available.
Were you looking for me?
Was I looking for you?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I had to go and fetch Gwen.
Oh, okay.
Gwen, say hello.
Hi, Gwen.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. We are really bootleg today, slowly but surely. We're going to get the hang of this. We're going to get the feel for it. You know, it's a new platform, so bear with us. All right, folks. So today we're talking about current events, things that we've just seen in the news in the past week. It's been a very eventful, I say, week going by so far. What you think, Black Reporter? How's your week going by so far?
Well, my week is very interesting. And actually, this was a joke that was, I'm not sure if I heard it on Jay Leno or David Letterman or whatever, but it went something like, California is so broke, they outsourced the earthquake to the East Coast.
No. That wasn't right. You see how wrong they are? Crazy. All right. So, we said trifling the week is starting next week. You said that right now we're being trifling and we get our help. However, I have a pre-trifling. I know you have one too, Black and Poor. Pre-trifling story, you folks, for current events. I was strolling on the internet looking for stories to read. Just hopefully I found one. And I did. I found a story of a bunch of gang members busted after using Twitter and other social network sites to arrange a Crips holiday. Dozens of suspects, a Crips holiday. These are gang members, Crips and Bloods.
Okay.
They had dozens of suspect gang members were arrested in a Brooklyn park by an army of cops after several of thugs went viral to spread word of the meeting, the Daily News has learned. This is from New York Daily News for all those people that want to know. So you can go to nydailynews.com. A group of Crip members, Refuge of Crip members, used Twitter and other social media sites to arrange what they called a Crip holiday in East Flatbush on Wednesday. Acting on a tip, it must have been a very hell of a tip, because cops from the NYPD gang unit, along with officers from the 63rd Precinct, the Borough Task Force, and the Emergency Service Unit arrived at the park at 7:30 p.m. They ordered the crowd, who were mostly dressed in the distinct blue color, to sing. Huh? Can you hear me?
We lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. Well, they were there. They did find a pistol inside the park. They found a pistol inside the park. So, this is just crazy. We want to welcome Bless Child to the show. Bless, what's up? Nothing. We just.
Bless, what's up?
Some trifling stuff right now, Bless.
Huh?
We're just talking about some trifling stuff right now. Right. A bunch of gang members went to Twitter and Facebook and social networks to promote a gang meeting, a member-only meeting, and got arrested.
Question.
Huh?
I have some quick typing headlines, and we can go, we can go back and go through this and everything. Headlines of the country. A man drives into a Waffle House restaurant to run over his waitress's wife.
Wow.
He doesn't succeed in running her over, but he jumps out of the pickup truck that he ran into the store with, the stabber, and then a patron of the restaurant sticks the husband with a piece of glass that broke off. Let's go back to last week. We were mentioning about the man who sued the doctor about the in the amputation trial that he went to surgery to have the
circumcision
and his penis had been amputated.
Uh-huh.
A jury about the doctor, because in the doctor's viewpoint, the penis was racked with cancer.
Right.
And to be to for the top for the in the care of the patient, that he thought was right.
Right.
So, a German boy complained to police about his mom's making him do awkward.
Oh, and also, folks, the trifling part of that story about the penis is that the guy signed a consent form, but he can't read.
Wait,
that was the part that was trifling about that report. He signed a consent form, but he can't read. That's what was trifling about that story,
about the penis
being amputated. He signed a consent form, a pre-operation consent form, but he can't read.
Yeah, he could not read or write, and he signed with an X. But that is something. And the final headline is something local to me, which I have been hearing about since May. There is an old bank in a small town nearby my hometown. It's a small town in Abbeville. The building hasn't been used in several years, and they were going to remodel the bank building. When they get into the chimney of the old bank building, they find a man's body there. Evidently, The man has been there since 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, he broke into the bank in 1984. Don't know whether it was to rob it or whatever, but somehow, some way, got stuck and died in there. And everybody thought that he was just missing or moved to somewhere else.
Wow. So,
and they just buried him this past Sunday. And he had been missing since 1984. And they found him in May. And
that's crazy. All right, folks, you tuned in to Soul Fantasy Radio live. We are very, very live. You can call in to 347-989-3944. I'm going to get old note right there.
347-989-3944.
Right.
Bless Child, you heard in the ghetto news lately?
Are you on
there?
Yeah.
I'm going to give my brain
time to
think.
Right.
Catch up.
Okay. What else you got for us, Black Reporter? Okay, so folks, we are going over current news. We try to keep y'all up to date with what's happening. You got Black Reporter in New Iberia, Louisiana, so you have some local news on that side of town, and then you have me on New York side of town. So we're going to try to give you some local news. The local news is
we got Gwen in Baton Rouge.
Oh, we got Gwen. Oh, she's in Baton Rouge. Ooh, right. We like that one. Okay. So, Gwen, do you have any news in your town that you want to share?
At the moment, no.
Nothing in the news?
Gwen.
Hmm?
I was going to ask, do you have something you want to update the party on?
And what would that be? And what would that be?
I was going to say, hey, do you have something you want to update the show on, or you want to hold it till about like midway through the show?
And what would that be?
Pardon?
What would that be?
You're talking a riddle. We don't understand.
I was just thinking that there was something that you want to update the folks on. I mean, if you want to hold this till later on, you want to.
No. Oh yeah.
Well, let's just say that the change of status for yours truly.
And what is that?
I am presently engaged.
Who's presently engaged?
Who do you think, Crush?
You say I am presently engaged. Are you speaking for Twin or are you speaking for yourself?
Oh, are you speaking for the both of us?
Y'all engaged to each other? Y'all need to stop talking in code and let's get this over with. Y'all confusing the hell out of me. Y'all confusing our listeners, whoever's listening right now.
Yes, we are engaged to each other.
Yes, finally! Yes, somebody finally scooped him up. He finally hitched it up. Congratulations, Black Reporter. Wow, Angling.
Congratulations.
Yay. Had to find out live. That's what's up.
Now,
ain't nothing love like new love.
I'll tell you something stupid I've seen on TV.
What's that? What's up?
A dude broke into a liquor store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He get caught up for a liquor, started running through the front door, kept on getting stopped, so I guess it won't break it. he was trapped in the liquor store, trying to break it, he was like, F it. Paid down till the cops came.
He was running, he was trying to run through the door, but the door wouldn't break.
Yeah, it won't break, he fell through the roof.
I guess he
figured he couldn't get the liquor up to the roof, but he didn't know it was too high. Fill the car with liquor, kept a towel, ran into the door, so he like, F it.
Okay, I am.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't know. Hold on.
What do you think? Okay.
Hold on.
I'm typing it now. I'm about to blast it to the internet. So y'all didn't want nobody to know. They know now.
What was that?
Nothing.
Anyway, we came upon this recently, and someone said something to me on early Wednesday, and something to the effect of someone had asked me when I was going to be moving from where I am, and I said, talking about until I get married. And what was that answer somebody had?
What did I ask you? Was that a suggestion, or was that a bona fide offer? Or
No. I think it went something like, you are dating, you don't know how dangerously close you are to that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ooh. I hear noise in the background. Who's giving me noise? Who's giving me feedback? I can't mute y'all like I used to. So y'all gonna stay online. Y'all need to mute y'all background. Somebody's giving me feedback on something.
Not mine.
Right. The only other thing I can do is just hang up on you and have you close.
Yes. I'm gonna go call your friend, but I can't have that one.
You see how ghetto that is? That ain't me.
Me.
It's not Glenn.
But
right,
you're
about to get hung up on
us. That's correct. Did you hear what I said just now?
No, what you said?
I was describing how we came about that to that decision. You want to describe it to Glenn?
No, you do it as a child.
Okay. She was asking me, when would I be moving away from where I am now? And I told her, well, I guess when I get married. And she gave me an answer to something like, and Gwen, this is where you pipe in with.
But you don't know how dangerously close you are.
She said that kind of sexy. I just want to put that out there. That thing. Just wanted to put that out there. You said that kind of sexy. I would have been like, yeah, all right. I'm just saying. We want to welcome our good friend from the other Baton Rouge area as well, Miss Lady C.
Hello.
Yes, Lady C. Lady C, full of good news. Let's update Lady C. Lady C, we got good news. Our black reporter's in Hitch again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yay.
She wasn't as bad as I thought she would be. Okay. All right. We lost black.
I kept going.
Huh?
It happens.
I've had
one. Oh, okay. I was telling Lady C the good news.
Hold on a second.
Telling me to hold on.
Well,
what
are
we talking
about? You know my shit.
Okay, we're back. What was that giggle about?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know you. I know you, crush.
Just your imagination.
I'm just happy to hear Lady C. I'm happy
that you're back on. That's it. Can I not just be happy for you? Happy, happy,
joy,
joy. That's all it was. Happy, joy, joy. All right, folks, we're going to go into our first music set, and we're going to come back, and we're going to find out some more information on Black Accord.
I guess this is the music of the night, I suppose.
Right, we're going to get all up in that, because we just met her. We just met her 2 nights ago, you know, just we're trying to figure
out. Well, you just met her 2 nights ago, okay?
Right. And what you trying to say?
Moving on to the music set.
Right, let's move on. Right. Well, all right, folks. What was I doing? Playing music. Okay.
We're going to a music set.
Right, we're going to a music set, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more, get all up in there, and if they want to tell me on air. That's another story.
Yeah.
Hello? Not hearing anything, Chris.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, not?
Hello? No.
Nope. Nothing.
That's from the 849. Who that is?
849.
Right. It is playing though, so y'all can't hear it, but it is playing. So. I wonder if they can hear y'all. Oh, I know why y'all can't. But anyway, who's that 718-849? Who that is? Oh, they hung up. Ooh. 849-849. I don't know that number.
Yeah. out with a nigga with a head of his middle three. Make a rough out 7 minutes later, call me the Terminator. Let's go. Red zone, I'ma get a first down. Call me Luton Crew, breathe, I throw it. He's gone. With a Chris, the MVP. With a rack like that and a back like that. CC, better CC me. Cause them legs just keep on going. So I gotta put it up there. Let the 808 go up and the beat go bump. Cause you're right.
With the
best music.
I love the music.
Only on Phone Safety Radio.
Living a life, we go through it how we do it. Steady drippin' till we stupid pop back.
Cause the sky city, you do. Yeah, we know, go. I'm down,
welcome back to Soul Fancy Radio Live with the Crush Hearts and Black Reporter.
The one and only.
Going to soon be a newlywed again.
Now, wait a minute. Is that Renee fighting it on that one?
No, that was Lady C.
Lady C. Oh, okay. She did not say
that.
I heard this last night. I informed her at DJ Mimi Cannabis last night, and they were like, shall I say, blown away, Lady C?
Yeah, you could play that. Oh, that's how it is. So I got to find out live on here, even though you got my number two last night. That's a whole story. Can I say trifling nominee? Anyway, moving right on. Can I say trifling nominee? It's a trifling situation right there. But anyway, moving right along. y'all tuned in to Phone Fancy Radio Live with the newlywed.
Wait.
Y'all are according to me, the quarter to four fans are radio live. You could wait to let us know. It's not even 9:30 yet. You like, oh, should we start now? Or should we wait? He was so excited, wasn't he? And he got her confused, like, what? What are you talking about?
What?
He's talking in riddle. Should we come now? You know I don't mess with you, black and white. I don't even know why you wait till I get on. See, if you would have told me ahead of time, I could have got out my system. Now you got to be on phone page where you're live. You're going to get it on phone page where you're live. If you like it live, you're going to get it to you live. That's it. Now mess with you down. I don't know you too well.
Let me.
I'm not trying to steer you away just yet.
Okay. When tell them your part of the story, please.
My father's a star.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ice water.
They try to tilt it from my side.
Yeah, because we know you. Regardless of what she said, we still going to pick on you because we know you. Let me tell you, Wayne, you should have been dad. You should have been around for his pants on the ground days.
I'll slap you for that one.
We gonna have to make a mess though.
Yeah, that's right.
Pants on the ground.
Black reporter.
Right. This is the real black reporter. That was the one y'all be going to late night. Pants on the ground. Let me tell you how we stopped playing pants on the ground for Black Reporter. Black Reporter got tired of it. And I think last summer, as a matter of fact, a year ago, this month, August, a year ago, we made a bet with Black Reporter. He had to go get a haircut. You know, he had to go get a stylish haircut, a nice little fade, and they had to taper down the sides, and he had his barber call in and everything. It was hilarious. I got to go find those shows so we can play it. For trifling week, you gotta find those shows. Every time he says something wicked, I have to play pants on the ground. Every time he made me feel some type of way, he cut me off, or he just said something that just had nothing to do with the topic. You know what, Lady C, now that I think about it, he's actually done better. No?
Yep.
He's actually done better. This time around, he's done better, haven't he?
Yeah.
He has to say,
But wait a minute. Let me put my two cents in. You know what eventually became my song to bring me in on the air?
What? Hmm.
you and I were talking about it the other day.
I be stroking.
That was his theme song. His theme song.
They voted it for him.
They voted. Right, we voted. It was out of the Love Boat theme.
The what?
Weird Al. The Love Boat, right?
Right.
Oh, right. When we voted on, we had to vote on I Be Stroking, the Love Boat theme. We had to vote on it. Weird Al. It was a song by Weird Al that I had. I don't remember that one.
And
I gotta go find my vagina song. I lost my vagina song. I gotta go.
Oh no!
I lost it. I gotta go find it again.
Oh no! That was the show's theme song.
It's the show's theme song, right? Kinda. Everybody comes to the show and be like, is she really playing that? Yep, really playing it. We gotta go find that song again. And it was another song, too. I can't remember which one it was. I gotta go look it up. It was The Pole. Do you remember, Lady C?
And he barely won it. He begged everybody for stroking. He had to beg for
them. Right. He had to beg for them votes. It was a theme to some other show, I think. It was another song. I can't think of it right now.
I can't think of it either.
And it was like four or five songs. And we had people vote on it. We need to do something else. We need to probably bring that back. We need a new theme. We need a new theme. So we need to figure that out. Anyway.
Oh. Actually, I think I have the perfect theme.
What's that?
The theme for Married with Children.
No. Nerve. They already got the wrong idea about us, Black Reporter. Nerve. There's already rumors spreading about us, Black Reporter. Mm-mm. You don't need to play that.
You do not need to play that.
Regardless of your engaged side, they're doing something. Mind you, we're 3,000 miles away, but who's counting?
What's up with that?
Right.
Tell me about it.
Right. We don't need that one. All right, folks. We're doing current events / personal events / reminiscing about old shows that we had. Did Bless Tyler ever come back to us? Bless, you still with us?
I'm here.
Oh, you there. You all quiet? Yeah, he really is under the influence. You high or drunk? Which one?
Both. High and drunk.
All right, folks. So, the beginning of the week, we had what you call a little scare. I'm going to say it's a little scare. We had the aftershock from the earthquake that hit Richmond, Virginia earlier this week. Now we have the Hurricane Irene, which is right now beating up the Bahamas, I believe. That's supposed to be heading over to the North Carolinas and actually even spreading her wings. winds over this way to New York City, and everybody don't know what to do with themselves right now.
Oh, Crush, I have a late news update, and this is reality. The annual Giant Jet playoff of preseason game has been moved from Saturday night to Saturday afternoon. So, I don't know if people really want to drive back home and stare at the weather like this.
I You got some diehard fans, and, you know, rain, sleet, shine. It could be snowing out there, and then still go out there. So, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, this is what's going to transload that fan base. I mean, the Giants against the Jets, come on now. So.
Wow. As of 2 p.m. today, the hurricane has reached 115 miles per hour. And right now, like I said, it's beating up the Bahamas. I haven't got no latest updates yet, later on updates yet, but hopefully it lightens up when it gets to New York City. It said it should be category three now. They said the category three now, and it should be a category two by the time it hits New York City.
It's only coming to Jersey, too, but I'm not looking forward to that.
They have a state of an emergency in New Jersey right now.
Crash, you got two people, well, actually three people on here who are, in a sense, hurricane experts.
Mm-hmm.
Who've been through a hurricane or two or three or four. And the worst place for a hurricane to travel is over water.
Mm-hmm.
Because it grows the water. So the best thing you want to do is to, and I hate to say this, but is to go into, you know, somewhere inland and over North Carolina, because I saw some computerized models this evening on ABC News, and it showed the center of the hurricane going over the midst of Midtown, okay? And the worst place for anybody to be in a hurricane is what's called on the east side of the hurricane or on the left-hand side of the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
because the way it took, that's how heavy it is and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like you're in the water, it picks up strength. I'm about to go grab them, throw that shit somewhere else.
That's the worst part of a hurricane. It's on the east side of a hurricane. And
what part of hurricane is in the eye? You in that center spinning around.
Well, no. That's the calmest part. You see, the part that you don't want to be on is, like I said, that eastern part of that left. Okay. Think of a hurricane as a big round circle. That right-hand upper circle, the right-hand portion of the circle, is the worst part to be, that northern part, because that's where the winds are the strongest and everything. And no, I'm not the meteorologist for Phone Fancy Radio, but I do play with my team.
No, I'm about to do like the...
Wait, I'm back.
I don't know, you messed up my joke. But what
were
you gonna say, ladies?
But he's the guy with all the info that we don't know. We call Black Reporter. Then if we don't need it, he's still something.
And can I just add that Black Reporter works over a cell phone? No, I'm just playing.
I'm about to do like the white people do, get in the car and camera and follow that motherfucker.
You need to go sit down. That's what you need to do.
Okay,
going
east, going west.
It's
amazing, man.
Right. Then you're going to see a cow 4 miles away. Right. Then you know you're not in Kansas, New Jersey.
You know, I'm eating steak or, I mean, well, I'm not eating steak. I want that cow with me.
Speaking of weddings, can I just say this really? Speaking of weddings, cops say the newlyweds sold more than $1,000 in grocery last week to serve at their wedding reception just a few hours after tying the knot.
That's a Bonnie and Clyde buddy.
Married on August 18th. Wow. He made a pit stop after the ceremony at Wegmans grocery store. Once there, they caught on surveillance tape loading the cart with $1,000, $1,049.26 in merchandise.
That was one happy store manager.
And then they left the store without paying.
The cop was
quickly arrested and thrown in jail.
I thought he paid.
They were charged with misdemeanor counts for theft and stolen property. According to the paper, Phillips are also charged with possession of drugs. When the police discovered a pipe with marijuana residue in the car. Oh.
Residue can get you in trouble?
That's what it's
made me seem harsh.
Yeah, that's what it said. Residue. They didn't say marijuana, they said residue.
Yeah.
Anybody
smoking
it and left it in there. My friend.
What you said, Gwen?
I said, what was the excuse? They had a big case of the money?
No, they was trying to save money for their wedding reception.
For their honeymoon.
Okay.
For their wedding reception. This was for the wedding reception. Oh.
They were still for the wedding reception.
Right.
Okay.
Don't feed nobody.
That's a more hood ghetto news.
That's
yep.
They two white couples.
Yep.
Two white people. So.
That is ghetto news.
That's more old Southern Park.
I'm glad they were white. I'm sorry. A couple
get 12 years after their pet python killed their 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
They got 12 years.
Pet python saved around your 2-year-old child. Mm.
Another thing you knew that I've seen a lot, couples missing. Like, not the couple, like either the wife's missing, kids missing. I'm like, man, look, not going
right.
on right now.
Right. I don't know what to tell you.
But
they have people going to Aruba and getting missing. A cop charged with weird rape, eyed another. Cop charged with rape is eyed and other sex act attack. See,
I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that?
People going on cruises and turning up missing. How you gonna miss on a boat? I'm not sure I'm off the water.
Mm-hmm. Hey. But the ship is all off the deck. It fell overboard. Person overboard.
New York City, the police department investigating whether Officer Michael Pino charged with a teacher's rape is a serial rapist. Earlier this month, investigation for other rapes. What happened?
Women out there giving it away.
I suppose.
Other rapes that occurred in the past 3 years.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Y'all want us to trust cops?
They said cops out here,
they be smoking weed, getting head in the car. I think cops smoking weed, getting head in the car. I was in the hood. I'm walking by like, hey, this shit can't be real. I wish I had a camera.
You wish.
You didn't have a camera phone?
I had my phone on me.
That's crazy. So we have Flavor Flav coming out with a memoir book.
Wait. Time out. What happened to that restaurant?
Is it called Flavorless?
So
what happened to that restaurant?
It's gone. It shut down. 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I think it lasted 3 months.
3 months, huh?
I think that's what it was. It lasted 3 months. Wow. Flavor Flav reveals all in memoirs. Rapper spent $5.7 million on drugs in 6 years.
What?
Wow.
Lost virginity at age
50.
He's 52 years old. He spent $2,600 on drugs every day for 6 years. His addiction totaled close to $5.7 million spent on drugs alone during that time span. Ooh, he credited his ability to stay clean by moving away from New York in 2003 and surrounding himself with new people, places, and things. Wow.
Okay.
That's why he's been moving like that on stage. Big ass clock on.
The clock had something in it other than a TikTok.
Yeah,
you got that right.
It had a stash in it.
Maybe he thought it was a small watch and he just liked it.
Lady C.
He's
like,
what?
Get the
I mean, just think about it. Flavor Flav.
Something wrong with that alone. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flav also discussed being in a relationship during the taping of his reality dating show. Well, I'm an entertainer. My job is to bring America good TV. Yeah, that was kind of difficult having a girlfriend during the show, but I had to do it. I'm still with my girlfriend, and we've been together now going on 8 years, and we have a kid together.
But that tall white woman?
Bridget?
I was doing it for breach of contract. He told that girl he was going to marry her. Mm-hmm. And then he come up with this other woman he didn't marry.
Mm-hmm. All that was, he did all that for money. That's all that was money. All the money got out of the show.
He would have gave me some of that money because he made that love sit on the burner. She was holding out for him. They couldn't pop it. She really thought that they had something going on, that he was still with his baby mama. I would have fooled him.
But probably the most shocking confession of them all is he lost his virginity at the age of 6.
Oh, wow.
I lost my virginity by experimenting. The girl was the same age as me. We kind of felt a little something funny. We knew it was kind of wrong, yet we felt it was kind of natural, he revealed. When asked about how that was even possible, they responded, I called it lost virginity when the penis penetrates the vagina. I do consider that a cherry pie.
So how
old
was he again?
6 feet. He was
6. I think the drugs messed with his brain. He wasn't sick.
Flavor Flav memoirs titled Flavor Flav Icon hit shelves this month.
That is going to sell.
It is going to sell, but that's interesting. I mean,
it's going to sell. Yeah, I don't want to
talk
about this crazy man. 6 years old?
Exactly. 6 years old,
yeah. Shay? Ask one of those FMH.
Say that again?
FMH type post. Shake my head.
We got to
another news. I don't know if y'all heard it. What do you think about them two diss songs, one by Jay-Z, the other by Lil Wayne?
I heard somebody mentioned it. But I couldn't really follow up on it because they didn't mention it until, like, 2 months ago. So it's supposedly a diss song out by Lil Wayne and then Jay-Z. But even though this is a radio show, and even though we play music, we don't care. I don't care. I should say that. I don't care.
Okay.
What was that?
I'm sorry.
Ghetto.
I'm sorry. I'm in the dorm room. It's cool. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that
Bill
Debbie
going crazy again? No, that was my RC, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Nick Ashford. Nick Ashford from Ashford & Simpson passed away. No. Oh, he died at the age of 69.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That was an icon.
Yeah.
He was an icon.
Yeah.
Toro,
ain't no doubt. Not only did he write music for Ashford & Simpson, but he wrote a lot of Motown hits.
He wrote for everybody.
Yeah, he did write for everybody.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I met them in person one time. They came to our church. They were like, I mean, real down to earth people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's a shocker. Okay, I'll be back, you guys. Right. I'm just going to leave the phone on hold and go down to see my RC.
Okay.
You'll be here.
We ain't going anywhere. We'll be right here when you come back. On that note, why don't we just go into a good music set and we come back and we'll talk some more on today's, I don't know, mess, mindset? We're going to give this a proper title soon. You're tuned into Full Face Radio Live in the first part of Black Report.
I gave him my heart. I gave him my soul.
As a matter of fact, it was the one who said I love you first. It was about 8 years ago. Like you don't know. You were sitting home and your mama was in the room. And mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt. Back in the world is cool. That's what they think it's cute. Knowing that I was a fool. I came out of this place, you really said it, don't care. Ain't gonna be the problem with the genie. It's my wish. I'm agreeing, I'm gonna change it. I'll take your hand and lead it. I don't need a lot of wishes, cause I'll be okay if I get one. If I had one wish, wish be best friend. Love will never end.
I had one wish.
They discovered a USB connector was the solution. you look at it plugged into the laptop charging, and it doesn't look like anything like a vibrator does. And it doesn't. It looks like a regular keychain USB disk drive from the picture that they have up here. But y'all can go to lovecrave.com here. That's crazy.
Wait, are you saying it looks like a jump drive?
No, it looks like a regular USB. It got a USB. It got a metal tip or a plastic tip, and it looks like something you would hang on your key.
Okay.
Right, like you know, key a regular. It looks like a regular flash drive. This has the ability to vibrate at high speed.
Hello.
Okay, and I just happened to, I just didn't find the people. I'm on NewYorkDailyNews.com, that's NYDailyNews.com, and it just happened to be one of the shows, and I just happened to read it, double-take it,
I'm sorry, Crush.
Right.
I just happened to say, that would be something you would happen to find.
Right. Also, this marks the 10th anniversary of Aaliyah, the R&B star who passed away in a airplane crash. If they count, she was 22. She would have been 32 this year. She's continuing since that. That was a real loss, like there. There were people crying and really felt
some kind of
way about that
thing
right there.
Yeah. But it's always a shame when they die young.
Mm-hmm. Right. And her career was just peaking. She just had a brand new movie out. She had a brand new album come out, and that's crazy. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Are y'all going to have a traditional wedding, or are y'all just going to go to City Hall and fill out the papers?
Would you better get that?
I said, do you want to have a traditional wedding? You know, y'all actually walk around the aisle and all that, or?
Wedding, I think that's in more of the line of the old portion. I mean, I'll give it my 2 cents, but I'm usually asking.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for that too. I just wanted to know your point of view. I know what the limits are. I'm going to ask her too. I just want to know what do you want to do since you've been down the aisle. I don't know if you've been down the aisle before, but since you've been down here. Right?
Oh, she's been down the aisle also.
Okay, so. Do you mind going through that again, or do you just want to go to school?
Well,
I mean, you know.
Okay, because of certain situations, I think what's going to happen is we're going to do a kind of justice of the peace slash with a minister wedding, and I actually should wait till she comes back before I say this, but we're going to ask Lady C for help perform because she is an ordained minister.
Ooh, nice. Lady C, are you back with us?
No, I don't think she is.
Well, she still got us at home. That's all. Gwen, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right, Gwen, what's your answer to the question?
Well, I'm truly going to do a little small and intimate thing with Lady C. As in, we were maybe thinking about later on after, once we do that, maybe later on.
Closer to the Eastern time because she is looking at converting to Catholicism, and any good Catholic knows that the Lenten time is when they have our CIA and for other Christians who convert back into Catholicism, and then you do that on at Holy Saturday Mass and everything.
Okay. Oh. You lost me at that point, but congratulations. I'm just going to say that sounds good.
Thank you.
So, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you going to tell your grandchildren? Who proposed first, you or her?
Coming back there again?
I said, who proposed
who's
first?
Who's what?
Who proposed first? Was it you or was it her?
Actually,
the way you
kind of did it.
Right, because
she kind of did it in an indirect way.
Right. All right. So we're going to give her the props, okay? And what you think, Wayne? You think you went ahead with it?
I kind of think it was kind of mutual.
Yeah.
It was. Because, you know, when we first started talking, it's one thing when you can share something about yourself and it puts kind of a fear down the other person's back. But when you share something personal about yourself and they say, well, I kind of been through that too. You know, when tell them about what you would come upon. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. When you would... When you would tell men about your health situation?
Usually, they would say, I'll call you back and never call back. But then it would just go click. Because I myself had a quadruple bypass surgery. And before I had the quadruple bypass surgery, I had a stroke and a heart attack.
And I was just saying, compared to her, my being a diabetic for 44 years and going through 3 brain surgeries and having bladder problems is a walk in the park.
Well,
so.
You would have gone. Both of it is just a horrific situation. But glad y'all found each other. Glad y'all found Lou.
Yeah. God bless y'all. With all that going on, y'all stay here, man. Good
right.
Job, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. I amaze the doctors. The doctors don't know what to do with me. When they see me, they just say, I'll see you in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to come back. I just go for a regular checkup. I don't have to go in between anything.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor told me I'm doing good. I might live to be past my 80s.
But you, matter of fact, we were talking about something today, Gwen and I mean, we both come from some sturdy stock. My grandmother lived to see her 97th birthday.
Your grandfather was 95.
My dad still worked every day at the age of 78. I mean, worked. I mean, he is the office manager of a car lot. At the age of 78.
And my 71-year-old mother was out there this morning washing her car.
Okay.
So.
So y'all got some longevity going on in that here. Bless you.
Yeah.
You know your
nose. Thank you, buddy.
Who's that giggling coming back here?
Who's that giggling back there?
I'm back.
She said,
oh,
I'm back.
Just the person who needs back. You want to inform the public?
He was telling all your business. What? He was revealing everything about you. He was just telling all your business.
No, you want to inform them on who the minister is going to be?
I'm not sure. It was never agreed upon.
Mm-hmm. We basically come to an agreement.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Tell me.
Maybe she's performing the way?
Ew, so many feet. That's gonna be a ghetto
wedding. No, it's not.
My
uncle
was very sophisticated.
Not gonna have no
chicken wedding. Chicken wing at the open bar.
And then, right. And then the ring with the daddy.
Black situation.
In the middle of past the rings, and then the little daddy gonna pop out. Watch.
Where the wings at? Wait,
what's
with the wings? I
want to
know. I
got pissed off.
Come on, wings.
Chicken wings gonna be at the open bar.
You gonna have people
worried
about the open bar,
bro.
Right, you gonna have people
with
mad people
with
food.
They're not gonna have open bar.
They have open bar?
I don't know yet.
How about we just go to the bar?
We're going to have people doing the electric slide to the with a chicken wing in their hand.
You know you had a party then.
You know you had a party there
where you got to play and you dancing. You know it's going.
Yeah.
Can't put this place down.
This is my jam. Yeah. Stop showing you
blackness.
There you go. Oh, that's my song. Hold up. Keep on the floor. Yeah, yeah.
We love you.
You want to have people got their own bottles under the table?
Yeah.
It's going to be a brown bag event? Oh, no.
Brown bag event.
Oh, my God.
Nah. Bring your own bag.
Oh, man.
You want to have one person drunk out of the AP now in there.
I know Gwen don't appreciate us making him wear it to get old function.
Go have one and fried chicken.
They're gonna have fried chicken in one hand, they're gonna have a drink in the other hand.
They're gonna have that Kool-Aid, that spice, kiss the pork, grab somebody's cell phone, grab somebody's cell phone, selling cheese fries.
What's that?
You have somebody bring their own hot sauce and bring it right out of their pocket.
Right out of their pocket, and y'all in the South too. That's
what you're going to see a lot of.
Man, I got
hot sauce
in my purse.
Pull it out.
Hurry, you
bought
the hot sauce.
Yes, they
got
it. We'll be sure to have hot sauce and Louisiana hot sauce. Both of those hot sauces are from my hometown, New Iberia, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Hold up, though. They're going to have hot sauce in one pocket and a backpack. They're going to have a loaf of bread.
So have we talked about relocating? Is one of us going to relocate? I am. Happy joy.
We're leading you on, Rod. That's the second time, bro.
So y'all tuned in to Funk Fancy Radio. It was announced today that Black Report is engaged to Miss Gwen, who's also on the air with us, and Lou C. is going to be performing the ceremony, and we have Blessed Child and myself, who's going to be watching via webcam. Somebody's going to have a laptop sitting on the table. with the webcam. Why don't we get the webcam going? Okay, so we tuned into Soul Fantasy Radio live. This is a live broadcasting. Hopefully we are recording the show. The call-in number is 347-989-3944. That's 347-989-3944. We have 35 minutes remaining on the clock. We're talking about any and everything. On that note, Black Reporter, what else you have for us, Black Reporter?
I broke news tonight.
You broke news tonight? What was that?
No. I can tell you a story, right? People run around like clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you had a lot of, like, you had something in training called a killer clown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they used to razz everybody. I'm saying they used to be in school. I mean, I'm going to school one day. I'm like in the, like, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into the bathroom. I said, oh, I see some big, you from Trenton, you heard about them. I walked into the bathroom, the school bathroom, and under the store, I see some big red shiny shoes.
Mm.
Talking about taking, you know, they used to ride around in a blue van with hearts on it. You know what I mean? Trying to snatch up kids and all that, man. You know, you got a case on the track styles, and the sad part about it, they were white in the ghetto, in the hood. Yo, that's the reason why I don't like clowns to the death. That's why I don't go to the circus. I said, clown, I might snap out.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna go into our final music set, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna wrap up our show and. Any last or lingering topics you want to talk about. Also, I want to remind folks that next week, next Tuesday and Thursday, is Trifler Week. Yay! Trifler Week. So, yeah.
Are you going to defend your title, Lady C?
Excuse me? Me?
Are you going to defend your title?
That's a possibility, you know. It happens.
Right.
Sometimes
the good trifling just comes to us in the spur of the moment type of situation.
Yeah.
And you got something new?
You just gonna have to wait.
I told you not. Just wait till next week. Just wait.
Right. You just gotta wait. Find out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All in my beans.
Whatever happened to Louise? Didn't she have a story, too?
Louise was a close runner-up for that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Up for that, no mistaking. But I'm going to see if I can find the archives for the show.
Yeah, there were some good stories. I won't mind copying the bill.
Oh. Yeah, they were some good ones.
All right, folks. We're going to do the best of. We got to do the best of Phone Fantasy Radio. We want to get somebody to do that for us here, right? Anyway, we're going to go into our last four set. We're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more with Black Reporter, Gwen, Flesh Child, and Lady C right here in Phone Fantasy Radio live with the Flesh Child. Black Reporter. But I said his name like four times. It's not about you, Black Reporter. It's not about you.
Get to
the music.
I mean, yeah.
November,
Okay. Why do I have a feeling that there's a roast coming up by the members of Phone Fantasy Radio against their co-host?
A roast for black reporters?
Because I had one. They had a roast for me.
Thank you. She did.
They had a roast for me. Not many people called in, but I still
wrote. But she opened the lines and tell them if they had something to say, say it.
Say it.
Get it out.
No.
If you
have
to, if you sad, say it. They wouldn't say it, so.
That's right. I did it, though. I let it loose.
You open up and tell them if you want to call, whoever called in, say what you got to say. If you want a skirt.
And since you're getting married, it's only right we give you a present.
Yeah.
It's a welcome salad.
The Flavor Flav story, I posted up on my Facebook, and somebody, Amelia Marcus Jr., said $5.9 million. Wow, I could do so much for my country with that money. And, you know, I laughed at it at one point, but it's so true. $5.5 million, wow. You know, this one goes
on. That's so sad.
I didn't look over.
I mean, yeah, I know the man's got to eat and everything, but shit. Come on now.
But that's going to be...
That's why he was doing all the reality shows. He was broke.
However, it says he lives in Corona, New York.
I would have loved that's him in his drunken, but I'm sorry. I mean, they just love for him coming. Come on, man, I got your package. I got it. Shoot. When he left, they probably cried. He's gone, man. This is gone. It's just left. Didn't get mm-hmm. back go back when he left. They was partying, he left. They had more money. If he spent that much, really, think about it. Yeah, you got credit, man. Yeah, they probably tried to follow him.
So everybody.
Are you okay for that kind of money?
So everybody.
You don't need nobody else. All
right, let me see.
I'm sorry.
That money right there, man. You could start your own empire business, something like that, your own.
Mm-hmm. He tried. Nobody was buying his chicken.
You'll buy that person's chicken. Something wrong with your chicken.
Flavor Flav chicken joint.
You cannot let go of that chicken for nothing in the world. You've been talking about chicken all night long.
because that's the number one preference for those that are under the influence.
Chicken. But it was flavorless.
So for all those that have been asking me, Tush, when's the next swinger joint? When's the next swinger party? We'll have it on September 17th. For all those that do listen to my show and this is Swing for Lifestyle, y'all can hit me up at swingalotswingers@gmail.com for more info about that. Next week is Trifle Week for all those that need to know. We will be getting busy on air live. The number to call in is 347-989-3944. So log the new number in, change that 805 number to that 805 number. Swap! Let me stop. 347-989-3944 is our new connect right now. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is where you can hear us live. That's PhoneFantasyRadio.com.
PASY, okay? RATIO.
I drew a blank.
PHONEFANTS.
I
mean,
that's what you said.
PHONEFANTSYRADIO.com. Phone Fantasy Radio.
Phone Fantasy Radio. I am not on cam today, so, you know, y'all can kick rocks because I didn't feel like doing my
Do we have anything recorded, Gosh?
What you mean?
As far as the radio show.
As far as
this? Tonight was supposed to be the first one.
Right. Tonight's the first one recorded. I mean, I do have other shows. What do you mean?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we do have older shows on it. Okay, cool.
Right. We do have older shows. I've been trying to keep up with the download them one by one, I think. But we just have things down recorded. This show is even 22 on VCR. They can still listen to it. We are on VCR, so it's still being listened to. So, because we got 13 minutes remaining, and I just want everybody to go around and share the final news. We got to get an update from Lady C on how school coming in. I know you have finals. How's that coming on for you?
It's going good. I'm doing well. It's interesting being in a dorm with younger people. Ha 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 ha.
They didn't give you your
sarcastic laugh.
You don't have to have your own dorm room, right? You don't have a roommate.
But I have my own dorm room. No, I don't have a roommate. No. That was a no.
Right.
That's a major no-no
because most of us have our own. There was one that there was sharing a room. The girl was coming in at 3 in the morning, turning on the radio, dancing, waking up the other girl. Like, I need to beat her. Don't wake me up to your noise. But it's going good. I should be out in October. I'll be out of school in October, and hopefully by January next year, I'll start my own business. I'll be starting my own little business.
Yeah.
I have interns.
As long as you email me some cupcakes, I'm good. I want to email some cupcakes. I want to see what you've been working with over here, so we can put it up on phonecreativeradio.com. Show everybody, like, aha, you know.
We're gonna have to get you some stuff in the mail. We're gonna have to do that because I made carrots and flakes for them here, and they had never had it. So we're being fancy. I said, well, we need to try different things, you know, cookies and cake. You need to try something different. So I made carrots and flakes this weekend with pecans in it and stuff. It was so good. Yeah.
I'm moving. You know,
you
gotta step on. All right, Blair, child, what's up with you? What's new with you,
Child? Me? No, man.
What's going on with the Stressed Out Radio? What's going on with that?
I'm about to get it started, man. Right now, my thing is, my little daughter mad at me because she want to go to Jordan Park Saturday. What the fuck had a hurricane? That's what I'm trying to break it down to her. I don't want to be a bad dad, but hey, it won't be raining. Don't think they're going.
No. You don't get in the front row to see a hurricane. No.
He want to go run after it. He just said he was going to go into
a truck. Run after it. The weather often changes, and she doesn't understand it. Because you just have to explain it to her and let her know it's not a bad dad, it's a concerned dad, a loving dad. Because if she wants to go and then you let her know what's going on, it's not safe for us. That helps. Explain it to her. Just don't say no, you're not going.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a guy about the weather and all that, but you know, showing things about the weather and what could happen to her.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as you tell her and just don't let her say, oh, we just not going, eventually she'll realize, well, maybe dad wasn't just being mean. Because girls are crazy.
I thought I'm gonna make up the effort. No, man, I thought I'm gonna make up for the next weekend. It's the night next weekend. I'm gonna take her somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm gonna take her. Well, you could still do something with her. It may not be that, but do something with her. See, her thing, I mean, I know she wants to do that, but really she wants a bad girl. She just wants to spend time with dad. We're definitely going to do that. I'm thinking about something like Saturday, movie night.
Yeah.
I'll go out tomorrow. I'll go out tomorrow. I'll rent a couple of DVDs that she likes.
Right.
Sit there and watch movies all day, eat popcorn.
Right.
Stuff like
that. You know, y'all pop it together and do stuff together. That makes a difference. She may be mad for a minute, but hey, I spent time with dad. That's a good thing.
The next Sunday, they invite me over next time. Anyway, folks, any advice? Oh, when? Okay, besides Gwen, we gotta ask Gwen. I'm sorry, Gwen. You so quiet over there. I gave you a phone with us. Is Gwen on the phone?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, Gwen. What's new with you, Gwen? Let us know what's going on in the world of Gwen besides Black and Border. I am in the family.
No, well, nothing really new. I'm going out tomorrow because my birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and I have some friends taking me out tomorrow.
Aww, happy birthday.
I should
give
y'all the Surgeon General's warning that should be on her pack of cigarettes, that she seems weirder than she actually is. She has a racial wit. She can cut you down with her humor. And she's funnier than I am by a long shot.
Who?
Me?
Oh, Black Reporter. Tell you keep no secrets.
I'm a tattletale.
Yeah.
Tattletale.
Just run right out. Better keep nothing past him.
I'm going to be good. These are older ladies from my Sunday school class. I'm going to be good.
Okay. Gwen, okay. I was telling on you. Now I'm going to tell on them. These people are going to make you mad.
No, we don't make nobody mad.
I never said I was an angel.
Mindy, her
old
show with that voice. I'm just
come home.
I told you tomorrow I'm going to my aunt's house. History is right a corner from a bar.
Back to water.
Yes,
out. I have a question.
Okay, so what do you mean? Pardon me?
Did you tell Miss Preacher about your engagement?
Did I tell who?
Rick.
Brick? No, I haven't told Pastor Brick about my engagement yet.
She knows about it. She knows about it. I put it on the
internet. Does she?
Yes, I posted it on your page. I posted it on my page. I posted it on your page. Folks that want to say congratulations and stay connected to Black Reporter, y'all can hit them up on Facebook under BLKREPORTER, Black Reporter for him on Facebook.com. You can also go to PhoneFantasyRadio.com and just click like. Like, become one of his friends, like his page, and wish him congratulations on his newfound engagement.
Lord help me.
It came out like that. Sorry. All right, folks. We are signing off in about 5.0 seconds. Any last?
Does that mean I can't do my thing?
Yes.
No, you can do your thing. I said 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh. You sound like you said 5.0 seconds.
Oh, 5.0 minutes. Sorry.
That's what I thought.
I did say that. Sorry. 5.0 minutes.
Okay.
She could have got it out of the head of it freaking. Boy. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I could just look at the clock and see, you know what I'm saying?
Trifling
Week is next week. What a way to start it
all.
You too.
Yeah, tell me
about it. Live with Black Reporter and the Fresh Heart. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, up until 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And 10 p.m. Central. Once again, remember this number, 347-989-3944. Log it into your phone. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the place to be when you want to hear us live. Also, we play awesome music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow right there on www.PhoneFantasyRadio.com. That's my announcement. That's my last lady C. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Glad to see you, hear you, speak to you. Congratulations, lady.
Thank you.
and that man that you're marrying, congratulations to you, too. Be blessed, blessed child, and love your daughter and let her know that she's loved by dad. And super fluffy flirt, just keep on flirting.
Always,
girl, always. No.
any last words,
blessed child? I'm saying, no, man. Good night to everybody. Everybody have a blessed night. So, congratulations to the engaged couple, man. Big move.
Good night, bro.
Just email me some chicken, that's all. I got my own iPhone.
Which pieces? Which pieces? Are you a white
what
man? Are you a white piece or white meat or dark meat?
White meat, man.
The breast.
Breast, yeah, give me the white breast, man. You know, I got my own hot sauce and bread.
Also, any last words from you, Miss Gwen?
No. Just good night.
All right, folks. A good night from me. Tune in next week. And also, congratulations to y'all, too. We're going to no longer pick up a Black Reporter until next week. I'm not going to say no longer pick up a Black Reporter, but you know that's not going to happen. And Black Reporter, the last words are yours.
Yes, we're trying to get a good team one more. Stay on, stay by tomorrow. Stay here, don't worry about it. But then you see it, make the most of it. There's something you believe in, because you can call for anything. If you didn't hear everything we played, if we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we played, I'll go run and tell that. Excuse me. On your face, pretty smile. We will see you in a little while. And for all those who wish me well and wish me and my future wife well, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And we will see you next week on Trifling Week, because you are in and we are out.
That was a
later.
That was a trifling right there. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.